Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It doesn't cut it to drag your feet and act like you don't want to do it around here. You'll be out. I don't mean out of the church. I just mean out of that job. Now, I don't know if you know what I mean, but I grew up in a little small church. And the pastor just had limited authority. They usually voted them in and out every 2 or 3 years, whether they needed to or not. You know, just keep something fresh going on. And there were no set song people or music people. It was whoever showed up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And a lot of times the pastor would, I'm thinking of specific Sunday mornings now, the pastor would get up and go, so-and-so, come up here and sing that special that we all like. And I don't mean once or twice, but many times they'd go, oh, pastor, you know, I'm not prepared this morning, or my throat's kind of scratchy, or no, y'all use somebody else. And sometimes he'd say, well, okay, Sister So-and-so, could you come sing that special for us? And she'd say, well, you know, brother, I'm not really prepared this morning. And sometimes go through 2 or 3 people before you'd get somebody. And sometimes people, you could tell purposely, you know, they really were planning on doing it, but they wanted you to beg them a little bit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Kind of make a deal. Oh, come on now. Come on, please. You know, oh, we like it so good. You do such a good. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, come on, please. You know, come say, oh, I'm not sure. Yeah, please. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you seen this kind of thing? That is not okay. I said, that is not okay. Mm-mm. That is dishonoring to God, the church, the people in the church, the ministers. It's dishonoring. No, it's an honor to be used. Amen? Honor to stand up and speak in the church, sing in the church, play in the church. Honor to work in the bathroom. Honor to work in the parking lot. It's an honor. It's a privilege, isn't it? You don't go, oh, I don't know. I'm so busy. Well, if you're talking to me, that'd be the end of it. I'd just say, okay, you're busy. We'll get somebody else. You know, I've had people for, you know, 20 plus years help me on the road and help me in daily services, and musicians and singers, and had a couple, bless their hearts, that got to feeling like they were so good that we had to have them drag around, come in late, come in 5 minutes late after the service had started. Well, I told them twice. I said, no, you can't be late. You know, I mean, if there's a terrible emergency or something you got to deal with, well, I understand that. But, you know, when you're late like that, it means that something else is more important to you. I mean, people might have a problem, make a mistake, but I'm talking about consistently late. Let me just touch on this. If you're always making people wait on you, then you're telling them that you're more important than they are. Did you hear me? And it's disrespectful. It's not honoring. And especially when the things of God, you know, I mean, you may not see me step out here at the first note that's sung, but I was here before it started. And I'm back there maybe looking up a scripture or something, you know, wanting to be sure I'm at the right place. But we're here. There's nothing more important going on than this. Amen. Lest the Lord says so. And that's not just because we're the pastors of this church. We've always been that way with other people's ministries and other people's meetings. And it's not a matter of just showing them respect. It's showing the Lord respect. Amen. And if you're sloppy and you mess around and things are not ready, and they're not prepared, and you rush in the last minute, and you're having to scramble to get everything, that means that something else in your life is more important to you than the things of God, or you'd have been here as early as necessary, you'd have stayed as late as necessary to get it right, to honor God. How many believe we ought to honor God in every aspect of this place, from pushing a vacuum cleaner to moving a slide back on the sound console, to tuning the piano, everything we can do to portray excellence, because God is excellent and He's honorable, and there's nothing more valuable than He and His things. Can you say amen? I know a pastor friend of mine in another state had a friend of his that had this kind of situation in his church. Well, it's his own fault for letting it be that way, but they'd been that way for a long time. And he had this special speaker come in. And he had told the people, tried to get them stirred up for weeks, you know, got this special speaker, going to have a special meeting. He came in, and he got up, and his situation was like that. And he said, well, you know, Sister so-and-so, come sing that special for us. She said, no, my folks are a little scratchy. I'm not ready today. And he called on somebody else. He went through about three people. No. They had different reasons, not prepared, this or that. And he went through some other people, and he said, well, okay. And they did this, and they got ready for something else. Well, brother, would you come do this? They weren't ready. Another one wasn't ready. Finally, things ain't going too good this morning, you know, for him. And he went over, and all the light switches were on one side of the platform, and he just went over there and took his hand and shut them all off. And his people sitting in the dark. He said, go home. Just go home. You ain't ready to have church. When you get ready to have church, come back. And he took the minister and led him out the back. He said, I'm sorry, my people wasn't ready to have church. And he wrote him a check and sent him home. It is not honoring to God if you have to beg people to do a job. I don't expect you to beg us to minister and do our job. We don't expect to beg you, right? I'm honored to be here this morning. You're honored to be here this morning. We're honored to do what the Lord would have us to do. Can you say amen? Amen. It's privilege. Turn with me, please, quickly. I need to finish up here. In 1 Timothy, the first chapter, please. 1 Timothy 1 and 12. He said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. The call is a privilege. To be chosen of God is a privilege. And we need to realize, when God has used somebody in our life, it was not by accident. And we need to honor that. Out of all the people that could have been your mama and daddy, God picked the ones that are. Out of all the billions that would ever be born, He could have picked somebody else. But He picked them to be your parents. You need to honor that.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
He used them to father you and to carry you and bring you into the world. And I'm sure they didn't do everything right, but He picked them. And that alone is cause for you to honor them. The people who reared you and taught you. He could have had you go to any school. You could have been under any teachers. He could have had you on another continent in another time. But He chose those people to impact your life and affect you. You need to honor that. He used them. Out of all the billions He could have used to lead you to the Lord, He used the ones He did. He picked them out. You should honor God's choice. Amen. And years later, remember that. Y'all saw us in here, a few months ago. We had those ministers come from another state. If y'all were here, we had them stand up. They're in a different denomination and a different state and a different background. But God used those people to pastor me when I was a little boy. Amen. And we wanted to honor them. And I told you that, and you did. Oh, you blessed me, because y'all went over and loved on them and gave them Pentecostal handshakes. And We sent them out to eat and put them up in a nice place with plenty of room. They just cried. You saw it. Some of them stood up here and cried and said, in how many? 40 years of ministry? 40 years? Nobody had treated them that nice, they said. Thank God that they were there. Just because, you know, if somebody in your life, if you think, well, they don't necessarily believe in healing or they don't believe in being filled with the Holy Ghost, that's not all there is to it. They don't believe in prosperity. Did God use them to impact your life? Then remember it and honor it. Amen. And that's another reason why you need to be rich. So you can do stuff for them. Amen. Fly them out here and send them to 20 shows. Feed them the best. I'm serious. You need a bigger house so you can entertain. I mean, believe God. We talked about, you know, from this time that the blessing of God's going to increase on your life. Well, that's why you have all this stuff to help people, to bless people, to do things. We're going to be one of the most hospitable places on the planet. Amen. People are going to know, boy, I tell you what, that Faith Life Church bunch, now they'll treat you right. Man, they love you so much you don't want to leave. Including your own folks, including your own family and your own extended family and friends from other places. Bring them in here. We'll love on them. Amen. And we're believing to have enough money that you can really show them a good time. Naturally and spiritually. They can come in and be filled and be blessed. Does that bear witness with you? Do you agree with me on that? Hallelujah. Used of God. Everybody say used of God. You know, it is a privilege that He has given us the anointing that He has and the revelation that He has. You know, Luke 10, in fact, turn there, and I'm commencing to get ready to start to close. Luke 10. Everybody say God chooses and God uses. See, this is how He honors us, you know, by choosing us and by using us. He chose us to come up here and start this work. He's used us in this, and I am so honored. I just lay in the bed at night and thank Him, and because He could have picked somebody else to come up here. Amen. He could have picked somebody else to give this fine place to, and you fine people, you're a fine bunch. That's a good place to say amen. You really are. I mean, I've seen a lot of people in a lot of different parts of the country and the world, and you're a good bunch. You know, the church is honored by God choosing you and bringing you here. And we have a lot of quality represented here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks.